code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 8th, 2012. As always, I suggest newcomers make use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Lots of free audios for download where hopefully you'll start to understand the big system you're born into and how everything is run by deception and doublespeak and so on. A plan, of course, that knows where it's going, directed by a definite head that's been in the business for an awful long time of taking over the whole world and all of its resources, including human resources, and even modifying us along the way, by the way, and how they plan to really re-engineer the whole planet to suit themselves for the future. A very old story, lots of books put out in the past about it by the big players themselves. These are the guys who give you your culture. These are the guys who even debase you and make you like it. Of course, it's quite easy to debase and people like it, so that they can get massive governmental agencies and bureaucracies all set up to take care of the fallout. And that's what you're going through now. Mind you, you've got a lot more to go as they really move in to start handling the so-called debt crisis. Anyway, help yourself to the website. Remember, too, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can keep me going by buying the books and the discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can donate as well, because I don't bring on advertisers as guests. I don't sell other products. I don't sell things to make you live forever or any of that stuff. It's not a business. It's just the plain truth, basically. So from the U.S. to Canada, remember, you can donate or purchase the books using a personal check or an international postal money order from the post office. You can send cash or you can use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And straight donations are really, really awfully, awfully welcome. But most folk never really figured out that they're in a system that's really designed and catered for, and every step of the system is planned long in advance from that you're actually going through the system. You understand, these guys run the world like a chessboard, and before the first move is made on that chessboard, they've already figured out the whole game. You don't even know you're on the chessboard. You don't even know there's a game going on. You think we're somehow stumbling down through time willy-nilly, and politicians deal with crises as they come up out of nowhere. Nothing is further from the truth. Every major war you're seeing, and you're living through a perpetual war now, that's what they call it in the military, perpetual war. I've read the articles from their own magazines. It was designed a long, long time ago, long before 9/11, and even all the countries they wanted to take out were all put on the New American Centuries list, and the ones from Israel as well, they were identical. So we're watching this all happen. We're paying for it all too, by the way. And the big corporations reap the benefits because they go in and grab up the oil fields and the resources and the mineral rights and the water rights, big money in water over there. And, of course, the peasants are left with nothing. And just like we back home are paying for all, are left with nothing except the debt. That's the system you're really living in, folks. And we live under a communist dictatorship, you see, with all the bureaucracies running our lives from birth to death, with the fascists on top, because that's how the big banker boys planned it that way. And I've gone through the history of the guys who set up the first open organization to do this job, which was the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is also the Council on Foreign Relations. They came out and they published what they wanted to do. The world was all wrong. They went reorganize it all to suit themselves and run it properly, not like you making your own decisions at the bottom, all you little people. That's just too untidy. And so they make sure that they'd have government agencies running it all for you. And they also funded the communist side of things, the Bolshevik Revolution, and they funded communism right through its whole existence. And communism is a vital part for running the masses. That's why the fascists at the top really truly like it. You understand what fascism and communism really are. Most folk don't go into it. And the big boys at the top don't mind playing both together, using both together, and merging them. That's the ideal system. That's the real dialectic and the synthesis. Back with more after this.
How How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and I've talked many times about the Council on Foreign Relations, the big agency's private organization that tells governments what to do. They're the biggest think tank, they claim, for governments across the whole planet. They have one for the whole EU, this big Soviet EU that they have over there in Europe. And they have ones in every country across the planet, same organization running the whole show. And they also run all the media, the mainstream media, and the other agents in every... actually, they're the main journalists, actually, for every major newspaper out there across the whole planet. But it's interesting, too, their history when the Royal Institute for International Affairs, under Lord Grey and Mandel House, set up in the U.S., they opened up two main newspapers as a start. You see, one was the New York Times, because like the Times, newspaper, Times of India, Times of London, Times... New York Times, and they also opened up the Christian Science Monitor, of all things. But he's from the CFR's Christian Science Monitor. It says, presidential debates why $600 billion fiscal cliff was barely mentioned during any perceived debates. It says, for the third and final presidential debate between President Obama and Mitt Romney in Boca Raton on Monday night, it says, produced one word that neither candidate had uttered in any of their previous two-time tilts. Sequester. It says, the Washington Post reports President Obama plans to veto any bill to head off automatic tax hikes and spending cuts at the end of the year unless congressional Republicans agree to raise tax hikes for families making more than $250,000 a year. Sequester $109 billion in automatic spending cuts scheduled for January the 1st. You're going to see austerity start to kick in the States, because that's how they're bringing the part of the fiscal cliff, a package encompassing more than $600 billion in higher taxes and lower government spending that lands on America's doorstep in the new year. Yet the larger fiscal cliff issue didn't get a mention in the presidential contenders or their vice presidential running mates in any of the four debates between the two sides. Well, nothing gets mentioned of importance when they have these farces called elections in any country. Never mention NAFTA, GATT, integration of the Americas, the World Trade Organization, how we're funding, still funding China to come up as a first world country, even though they're supplying the whole planet with all of this manufacturing. We're even building hospitals there. Same with India and other countries across the planet. They never mention any of these things at all, things that you never get a chance to vote on. You see, that's why they don't give you the chance to vote on these things, because you'd all say no. Because you're running under a global system, and folk haven't quite got it yet. You're completely global. It's communistic on the outside, but it's fascistic at the top. With the new feudal overlords, as quickly said, are the CEOs of international corporations, which, by the way, are all on the green side, for those who haven't figured that out yet, too. Because they'll end up owning. But on your behalf, you understand, the water supplies, the food supplies, all the things that you need to live in, they'll own it all, and they'll... Because they're all scientific at the top and well-educated, they make sure that no one gets more than their fair share at the bottom, you see. So this is how the system's rigged for you all to go along with. And then, again, from the Council on Foreign Relations, the same organization, by the way, that's really pushing global warming for causing this Hurricane Sandy, as they still refuse to put stuff in and let aid come into New York City. All the unions, by the way, don't want the aid coming in because massive money they're going to get eventually for repairing everything themselves. So they're really hyping up, lengthening all the chaos for as long as it possibly can, because they've got to keep it fresh in the public's minds that this was a hurricane, and they're trying to say it's one of the worst ones they ever had. Yet yesterday I mentioned all the hurricanes that happened in the 1800s. I think one year they had seven of them alone, and we don't remember these things, you see. So they really make good opportunities out of crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste. I've said that 100,000 times, because that's what they say themselves at the CFR. So anyway, this fiscal cliff, as they're talking about a bundle of momentous tax increases and spending cuts due to take effect at the end of 2012 and early 2013, and social measures are set to automatically slash the federal budget deficit by $607 billion, or approximately 4% of the GDP between 2012 and 2013, according to the Congressional Budget Office. I'll put links up tonight for this too, remember, at cuttingsreadmedia.com. So the abrupt onset of such significant budget austerity in the midst of a still fragile economic recovery, what recovery, has led most economists to warn of a double-dip recession. I love all these little terms they have, a double-dip recession in 2013, if Washington fails to intervene in a timely fashion, which means borrowing more money from the international money lenders. So I'll put this link up tonight for those who care to yawn at it. Also, I've gone on and on about all the perversions that are going on across the world, because, you see, the whole world's been brought in and through entertainment and through education and Planned Parenthoods and the United Nations with all their sex education for teeny boppers. We've been brought into absolute degradation, you understand? And part of it all, too, is to take your children off you as well and get as many children in under the state auspices as possible. Remember, Bertrand Russell said that. He said, we used to think we'd have to remove every child from their parents because they're contaminated with old-fashioned ideas of their culture and nationhood and so on. He says, but we found it's easier to let the parents simply pay to have the child there. They can take care of the economic side of it, and the school, through its own scientific indoctrination, will make sure that nothing that parents say will ever rub off on the child. The media, and it says, and education would give them their new culture. Well, that's happened. But sometimes they still go ahead and take an awful lot of children off of parents, especially you'll find, and I found this actually from emails I get, people who are aware of what's going on, the children know about it too. They've said something at school and the children are gone. They're just grabbed by the authorities because they're contaminated with different ideas than the PC ones you're getting from above, you see. But even in the Indian reservations too, you've got a Winnipeg police are reviewing a gripping video of a confrontation with a Cree woman and child services. And so I'll put this up tonight. So it's a video, you'll see it. And how the cops came into her home as well to seize her children and apprehend, is a term the police actually use, apprehend and our children, to take our children away. It's happening all over the world now. It's big business as well for the agencies that get them, because you're living in a different state than the one that you somehow imagine that you're in. Also in Ireland, this referendum on the rights of the child that came really from the United Nations. You understand, the United Nations is set up with its charter to eliminate any personal charter of bill or bill of rights that any country has. I hope you understand that. They've actually got articles at the United Nations about their charter talking about this, as to override all of this. And all the guys who signed this into law in 1946, every prime minister and president were guilty of treason, by the way, if you don't have it figured out by now. They sold your countries all out. So it says Irish children's rights referendum will make children property of the state, says a US legal expert. And Dublin, it says, a proposed children's rights amendment to the Irish Constitution will make children creatures of the Irish state, totally subject to the whims of state officers who can order them adopted out to strangers without even judicial review, an American legal expert has warned. The public is set to vote on the wording, which is described by the experts as frightening, on November the 10th. Michael Vaca, a lawyer with the group Alliance Defending Freedom, a non-governmental organization focusing on religious freedom and family law issues, says the language places the rights of the child at odds with the rights of their parents and the family, a move that is in direct contradiction to the Convention on the Rights of the Child, that's the United Nations one, to which Ireland is signatory. See, it's all done through these darn treaties that the boys at the top sign without consulting the general public. And what it does is to say, open, mind you, paedophilia is going full blast today, because over the last 2 weeks I've read so many articles from the big boys themselves, even as far back as the 1970s from Planned Parenthood and the United Nations talking about doing away with the consensual age for sex for children, because there's so many paedophiles up in the system, running the system. Understand, the perverts run your system. I don't know if you've figured that out yet. I really don't think folk have really figured that out yet. Look at the trash you're watching on TV, every television station across the planet. In the 60s, the Council on Foreign Relations held a world meeting in England. And the whole meeting was to decide whether Britain and the couple of TV studios they had there and the BBC should give the world its new culture through other entertainment. Because that's how you get your culture, that's where the change is, through entertainment. Or should the US get it and settle eventually after 2 weeks debate on the US doing it? So it all comes from Hollywood, New York, and so on. And it's aimed at destroying all that was to bring in the new, if you haven't forgotten. Actually, it's all around you now. It's been successful. Destruction of the family unit, destruction of marriage altogether, the new nuclear family, the mum and the children, and the state pays for all, a form of communism, you understand. But also, too, the rights of the child. I mean, because the pedos, what's a pedo's dream is for the child to say, well, the child kind of mumbled that they accepted it after I fed them candy. You understand where it's all supposed to go? I'm not kidding about this. Adults designed all this for pedophilia. And you get no more sexual abuse than in these foster homes. I've got stacks of articles here about that. They like this kind of stuff. These are the creatures that get up in power. They're psychopathic pedophiles. Anyway, I'll put this up tonight, and another one too, to do with the Irish debate on this, and we'll see what happens there. And actually one of them says, children's referendum set to proceed despite a court ruling. It says, the children's referendum will proceed despite a Supreme Court ruling that the government acted wrongfully in part of its 1.1 million euro information campaign. That's what they put up. That's what they spent. The government spent their taxpayers' money to brainwash the people. So this morning, the five-judge Supreme Court agreed with Dublin man Mark McChrystal's claim that extensive passages in the government's information booklet and on its website about Saturday's vote were in breach of rules designed to ensure a fair, equal and impartial playing field in referendum debates. So they use your tax money to brainwash you so that and get nothing back. There's no opposing side to get any cash to fight it, you see. That's the system you live in, folks. You're under totalitarianism. That's what globalism is all about. Back with more after this.
Corporate corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix and talking about the big corrupt system in which we live. It's always been this way, mind you. And you have lots of neuroscientists and behaviorists and all these kinds of people working at the top to make sure, through public relations marketing companies, which is propaganda, to make sure you get the wrong idea, which you think you're living in a Disneyland and everything you have is happy and bunnies talk to deers and things like that, you see. Nothing is further from the truth. And you also talk all the guys at the top are somehow superior and they're there to make sure everything works well for you. The first trick of robbing people of their rights is to come out and say that you need us because nasty things will happen to you if you don't have us in power. That's how they rob you of your rights to start with, you see. So, simple trickery. But we find, for instance, as this, there's so much paedophilia in Britain going on right now, and they're really annoyed and upset about it at the high levels. You know, they take children from homes and put them up to noble families for a weekend's party and stuff like that. So much has come out recently, and they close ranks at the top. They always say this when one of them's accused at the top, they always close ranks, all the nobility, and they don't want to go any further. And the media generally obliges with them because all their top editors belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, Royal Institute for International Affairs. It's a private organization. And they come up with new terms, of course, to try and techniques that the neuroscientists have told them to use to throw you off the track and shut you up. There's a lot of terms of that. I've mentioned before about neuroscience and how they're into creating either neologisms altogether or bending words to suit themselves. I mean, at one time, gay meant happy. And I refuse to say homosexuals are gay, you see, because the air and the guys that worked with you, Adorno, came up with the terminology, use of terminology to bend the way that you think about things, you see. So gay always meant happy, which obviously means if you call them gay, it means that the heterosexuals are unhappy. Understand? Do you understand how this works now? It puts you at a disadvantage, you see. You're an unhappy person. Subconsciously, this is how it works. And you're supposed to parrot what they give you, the words that they give you. Never let them first give you the words, and then you start using them. Never do that with anything, understand? Because these are techniques that even Sunstein talks about, and this sets you to a default position where you're brainwashed through guilt, even though you've done nothing wrong, to go back to the default position and feel embarrassed that you've opened your mouth at all. So anyway, I knew that you used this card, and David Cameron of Britain has warned of gay witch hunt over child abuse claims. What else can you think up, you see, because he's trying to nip it in the bud. So even though that these girls do been abused by these pedos that brought up this one, it says David Cameron fears a witch hunt against gay people, you see, homosexual people, by those commenting online about child abuse allegations. He's made his comments on this morning television show after being unexpectedly handed a list of names of people who the ITV One show's presenter said were being mentioned online as paedophiles. The PM was addressing historic claims of a paedophile ring linked to number 10 Downing Street, that's the Prime Minister's office. Mr Cameron did not rule out one inquiry into abuse claims, but said the priority was to get to the truth quickly. Well, that's the last thing they'll ever do. Ever last thing. They can't allow it to go any higher. Online gossip says the allegations were raised by Labour MP Tom Watson in the Commons, House of Commons, a fortnight ago. And by the way, Tom Watson had some really nasty threats made to him for coming out with this stuff. There have also since been claims by a victim that an unnamed prominent Conservative politician from the Thatcher era was involved in abuse in North Wales. This morning, presenter Philip Schofield told the Prime Minister that there were lots of allegations, particularly online, about people who might have carried out abuse. Mr. Cameron said he had heard all sorts of names being bandied about. But anyway, he says, he's trying to say, oh, it's a witch hunt, it's a witch hunt, he says, you see. So here's your neuroscientists, the ones that advise governments how to twist the brains of the general public again by terminology. And as I say, the Weather Underground came out with the ideas of using specific terminology that would put everyone else at a disadvantage. It's like saying Nazi or something, you see. Understand, even the homophobic, if you use their terms homophobic, you fall into the trap again. Because homophobic means a fear of homosexuals, you see. And which, you know, phobic means, that, and then they put under psychiatric lines, you see. Oh, you've got a psychiatric problem, you're phobic about this. No, no, you're not. No, you're not. You simply have a preference on something, or something may disgust you. We're all allowed to be disgusted. Every child will say that stands in a dog poo by mistake or a cow patty goes yuck without anyone telling them to do it. That's just how they react to it. That's a fact, folks. And when you're told what they think, then something's wrong with the system. You cannot have this kind of political correctness, because that's what ran the Soviet era and every other totalitarian regime. When you cannot speak your mind about anything. Anyone should be able to speak their mind about anything at all. And you can call them crazy or whatever, who cares? But they should really speak their mind about whatever they want to. But don't use the terminology that these boys have dreamt up for you that puts you in a bad light or puts you at a disadvantage just by using it. Now, Jimmy Savile now is linked to North Wales child abuse scandal, it says. This is a big paedophile ring. And, of course, it was glossed over by the same, kind of noble investigation a long time ago that they got nowhere, of course. And this is boys reported molested to entertain Savile at Bryn Eston here in Wrexham, North Wales. One victim said he was raped repeatedly by deputy head of the home, Peter Haworth, it says. And also Jimmy Savile was there, and other bigwigs. I'll also put a video up with this guy talking about it tonight. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix. Just reading about all the perversion that's going on in high places and how they go to incredible lengths to try and cover it up before it gets any higher. And it, believe you me, it could go an awful lot higher because there's so much evidence sitting there. But talking about Eden Saville with his big pedophile ring there, to do with children's homes and so on, and it says one of the victims told the Sun newspaper that Howarth, this is one of the guys who worked to pull down his pajama bottoms in front of Saville, I was helpless as Jimmy watched, Jimmy thought it was funny entertainment. This happened to a number of boys. According to Ben, Saville would ask him, what do you want me to do? Can I fix it for you? One of his TV shows was called Jim Will Fix It. The victim added he kept on looking at me and smiling and laughing. Then he started rubbing my leg. After that, I went to bed, but he had other children brought up to him. And this particular children's home in Wrexham, Wales, was closed after following claims of abuse in the 70s and 80s. It was widespread, massive paedophile ring that stretched all across England, actually. Howarth was one of the few people convicted through the original North Wales police investigation in child abuse carried out between 91 and 93. Then the police get their orders from the top as well, remember. And of course, since they work for the government, potentially the Crown, they have to take orders from there if they're told to just get a few low-level ones and then close the case. Anyway, Howard was jailed in 94 for 10 years for sexually abusing teenage boys. He actually died in jail. Another victim of Bryn Easton was Steve Mesham, who claimed he was repeatedly abused as a child by a senior member of the Conservative Party, as well as others. Yesterday he told Channel 4 News that he passed photographs of children being being abused, including himself, to the police, but they failed to act. Understand that police don't serve the public. Understand that they never have. And Britain is a completely Masonic association. Every cop has got his little photographs on it when you're inside their houses. And so do their parents, by the way. So proud of them. One of them's the Masonic regalia, of course, for one photograph, and one's the police outfit as well. And the Duke of Kent, of course, is the head of the Masons for Britain. He also said the men who abused him as a teenager frequently threatened him, saying, "If you tell anyone, I'll have you killed." That's quite the threat. He also said the men who abused him as a teenager frequently threatened him. And then it says, the Home Secretary, Theresa May, said that a new investigation into the allegations of child abuse by a senior Tory is right and proper amidst doubts over whether a previous public inquiry was appropriate. Well, it was kind of washed up, the last one. They kind of were told to clamp down on it and say no more. And Jimmy Savile invited the guests to the royal party on Prince Charles's behalf, it says here. Prince Charles enlisted Jimmy Savile as a royal party organiser and asked him to invite guests to Kensington Palace on his behalf as an urge. Savile invited a group of children, television producers, who say involved in ITV Telethon in 1988, to a cocktail party at the palace. He was not involved with the telethon, of which Prince Charles was a patron and did not attend the party. Paul Lane, former director of programmes at Television South West, who took one of Savile's calls, said several of his colleagues were contacted and many thought it was weird that the star was involved in organising royal engagements against Prince Charles. He was phoning to invite the producers, one from each station, to go to the cocktail party in Kensington Palace. He said he was phoning from the Prince's office on behalf of Prince Charles. He said he'd been asked to organise a get-together as Prince Charles was so pleased with the telephone he wanted to say thank you. Savile's role, apparently the heart of Charles's household, was confirmed by a spokesman for the Prince. It will increase scrutiny of the heir's dealings with the now disgraced TV star. Savile heavily publicised his closeness to the royals, giving the impression, some observers believe, of approval from the highest stratum of British society that may have helped him to hide his criminal activity in plain sight. Another one on Savile here says this one. Detectives had a cast made of Savile's teeth to check against bite marks left on the bodies of the Yorkshire Ripper victims. Some of them were found next to his apartment. It says police knew Savile used prostitutes, according to a friend of the dentist, and two bodies were found with bites on their breasts at the time. Ex-police officer had named Savile as a potential Ripper suspect. Peter Sutcliffe, the guy they actually nabbed for being a Ripper, has rubbish claims that Savile abused anyone at Broadmoor Mental Hospital, where he's a patient, where Savile visited him too. Yorkshire Ripper says he claimed Savile was his friend and donated money to charities Sutcliffe supported. Well, money's always good for children, isn't it? That's how they get their way. So anyways, I say there's a video with this too, and you see Peter Sutcliffe, the murderer, with Sir Jimmy Savile. Quite something, really, isn't it? Quite something when you really think what's really going on. But it happens all across the world because, you see, the psychopathic characters at the top are into all of this stuff. See, they live for thrills, psychopaths. And they're the only ones who can absolutely, without any inhibitions whatsoever, really enjoy sex. There's nothing there in the back of their mind at all. And that's standard psychopathic behavior. They utterly enjoy it in front of anybody, too. It doesn't matter with them. So, of course, they get so many thrills. They live for the next thrill or the next thrill. But where do you go where you've had all these different thrills? Now, here's an article here to do with, and this is something else. I can't read it all. It's so long. These are politicians in Britain and councillors, town councillors, generally belong to the Labour Party in Britain, and who have been actually convicted of sexual assault in the last few years alone. And these are the ones who have been caught and convicted. Since June 2008, Timothy Edmeads, 33, Labour Party super activist and events organiser to Labour Lord Mayor, abused his position of trust when he sexually assaulted the two children on swimming trips. October 2011, a councillor, a town councillor of Narre, avoided jail after he admitted to a doctor he'd been looking at child abuse images. John Butcher had 400 images of child abuse on his computers. 48 of these were at level 4, one level below the very worst kind of images. May 2005, Liam Temple, Labour councillor and former mayor for Halton, Cheshire, convicted of inciting a child under 16 to commit an act of gross indecency, jailed for 6 months at Chester Crown Court for offering a 12-year-old girl money to grope her. September 2008, members of the establishment refused to accept paedophile's depravity. Roger Tookwash sentenced this Friday to a minimum of 4.5 years in prison as part of an indeterminate sentence for 17 other crimes relating to child abuse. They include molesting two of his step-granddaughters and the possession of 260 photographs, including 102 level fives, which mean they contain images of children being tortured or raped. November 2008, two men jailed for sexual activity with 14-year-old girls had been thrown out of the British National Party when, this is another political party, when their offences came to light, it was revealed. Ian Richard Handel, 32, of Churchwalk, Blackburn, and Andrew Paul Wells, 49, were jailed on Thursday for a total of 5 years and 3 months. February 2004, former Brentham councillor John Pilkington has been jailed for 21 months for amassing a huge quantity of sickening child pornography over a 7-year period. Yours is one of the worst collections of child pornography. It's been my misfortune to have a look at, said the judge, Scott Wolstenholme. August 2008, a Conservative ex-deputy mayor who sexually assaulted a teenager girl and kept child porn while a member of police authority, he was a member of police authority, was spared jail. Ben Redzel, 29, admitted assaulting the 19-year-old at her home after a night out at Colchester, Essex last August, and also 10 child offences as well. Police had found indecent images of children, which dated from 2000, at its home in Melton, Suffolk. January 2006, the arrest of the man at the head of a massive paedophile network led police to a pervert in Coventry. It emerged Roderick Rowley, who stood as a candidate for the British National Party in Coventry's Woodlands ward in the local elections in 2004, was jailed for 15 months in December after sending obscene images involving children. November 2008, a former city councillor was given a 5-year jail sentence for molesting an 11-year-old boy and threatening the youngster's mother in a bid to cover his tracks. Ex-Paston councillor Gilbert Benn, 48, was locked up at Peterborough Crown Court yesterday, having earlier been found guilty of twice attempting to rape the young boy in the city. Terry Power was a Labour Party councillor in Dagenham, London. Terry Power would roam the streets looking for to prey on youngsters who found themselves in a hard-up lifestyle from single-parent families. He molested and took indecent photographs of three young boys. Power, known as the Beast of Dagenham, was found guilty but only given a 30-month jail sentence. The photos of the children and Labour Party councillor were shown to the jury, who were sickened by what Terry Power had done. 2003, Labour councillor Newham, London, Greg Vincent, who was the election agent to Labour MP Tony Banks, the 2001 general election, was convicted and given a 2-year community rehabilitation order in 2003 for possession of hardcore child abuse films and photos featuring children as young as 8. August 2006, the former chairman of Long Sutton Parish Council has been jailed for 3 months after admitting downloading and distributing child pornography. Christopher Duckworth, 64, of Bingham Court, Long Sutton, admitted 5 charges of distributing indecent images of children. August 2003, a senior clerk at the House of Commons, as a parliament in Britain, who used his work computer to download hardcore child pornography, has been jailed for 1 year. Philip Lyon was also found guilty on Tuesday of using his home computer to collect more than 1,000 images of children, some of whom were toddlers, plus 2 or 3 years of age, subjected to disgusting sexual acts. April 2012, an ex-counselor caught downloading indecent images of children walked free from court after a judge said he had contributed to society. Andrew Lamont, 53, copied 207 images of girls as young as 8 to his computer, 27 of which were level 4, the second most serious level. He must have had some strings pulled as well. December 2009, a Labour councillor who was arrested in a Belfast hotel room in 2007 with his 17-year-old boyfriend has failed in a bid to bring a legal challenge against the police. Hull City Councillor Stephen Bales, 47, was found with his boyfriend, Dale Martin, who was 17 when he was arrested at the time. The legal age of consent for gay men in Northern Ireland was 18. It's now been lowered to 16 in line with the rest of the UK. They're actually pushing it down to 14 through the United Nations. June 2007, a Hampshire councillor who set up a spy camera to secretly film a woman and two teenage girls using his bathroom has been jailed for 4 months.
These are all councillors, people who work for your local councillors and cities and politicians. Neil Redrup, a Ministry of Defence database manager at the time, put a camera on an earring covered with a lens spying through a hole in his room. Redrup, 45, regularly invited teenagers to parties at his home. A former Conservative politician has been jailed for 6.5 years for 5 sex offences involving 3 girls under 14 years old, including one charge of rape. Stephen Mullins, 52, former of Lynx Avenue, Helsdon, was sentenced at Norwich Crown Court. May 2007, a man responsible for distributing indecent images of children to an online paedophile network was yesterday sentenced to 3 years imprisonment. Liberal Democrat Council candidate, 26-year-old Carl Linden, a civil servant from Camberwell, London, SE5, was arrested when his details were found on a computer seized in a separate arrest. December 2008, a former deputy mayor and councillor of Harrogate has been sentenced to 8 months in prison for attempting to groom a 13-year-old girl for sex. They love to groom them in preparation for it all. Morris Lightfoot of Dryden Close, built in Harrogate, was caught in a sting operation by the administrator on a social networking site. April 2009, a councillor was jailed for 6 years yesterday for police funding an illegal gun and 2,000 indecent images of children at his home. Officers were called to Wigan Town Hall after being told that Joseph Shaw had been caught with indecent images of children on his home computer. 2009 June, former Conservative councillor who became infatuated with a 13-year-old girl and sexually assaulted her has been jailed for 8 years. David Kirkton, 55, of Longsbank Harlow, admitted committing 3 sexual offences on the girl during an 8-month period. November 2011, the agent of Labour Member of Parliament Chris Bryant has been imprisoned after he was caught with a huge stash of the most serious child pornography police have ever seen. Stephen Carnell, who was a chairman on the Primary School Board of Governors in Mr. Bryant's South Wales constituency, was sentenced to 3 years in jail. September 2002, former Conservative councillor Louise Burrows failed to convince Doncaster magistrates she was acting in self-defence when she was found guilty of attacking 3 children with a whip after a window in her house had been smashed. A 13-year-old boy was left with bruising on his leg after being hit 3 times, a 9-year-old boy was hit twice, and a 12-year-old girl was slapped as she attempted to ride off on her bicycle. The magistrate gave Burrows a 6-month community rehabilitation order and ordered her to pay compensation of £75 each to both boys plus costs of £300. 2004, Conservative councillor for Felixstowe, Suffolk, David Smith, accepted the police caution for downloading child porn in 2004, placed on the sex offenders register for 5 years. Sir Ian Horobin was convicted and jailed for 4 years for indecency in 1952 after paying young boys for sex. Sir Ian MacDonald Horobin, 5th of June 1976, was a British Conservative Party politician. July 2004, an ex-Tory, as Conservative Party official who went on the run after raping a 6-year-old girl, has been jailed for 10 years. Stephen Mertens, 53, was arrested in May 1990 while Secretary of the Hackney and South Shoreditch Conservative Association. 2001, former Conservative Party councillor Bradford Yorkshire, Jim Merrick, received a 9-month jail sentence suspended and placed on the sex offenders register for 10 years in 2001 after being convicted of multiple sex attacks on little girls between the ages of 9 and 10. And it says here, 9 and 12, I should say. In 2001, former Lord Mayor of Portsmouth and Tory Party Councillor Leader Gerald Freddie Emery Wallace was found guilty of indecently assaulting 2 boys and jailed for 9 months in 2001. Emery Wallace attacked 2 teenage paper boys above the shop he owned in Leith Avenue, Paul's Grove in the 60s and in the 70s. He's the one in 1987. It's going far back. Conservative Party Member of Parliament for Berwick, Essex, Harvey Proctor, an unfortunate name for him, convicted and fined a total of £1,450 in 1987 for sex offences of a sadomasochistic nature against teenage boys and was forced to resign. February 1997, Conservative Councillor Michael Howden jailed for 5.5 years for the rape of a teenage girl. Howden's high-profile Liverpool Crown Court case came to a dramatic end when he was jailed for the rape and sexually molesting another 17-year-old girl. July 1999, a teacher and former Conservative parliamentary candidate was jailed for child net porn offences yesterday. Michael Powell, 51, sentenced to 3 years by Cardiff Crown Court for downloading 16,600 pictures of children Powell, who was Conservative Mayor of Bridgend, South Wales, in 1984. March 2008, a would-be Exeter City Councillor who was jailed for 4 years after offering to pay £500 for sex with young girls is no longer a member of the Labour Party. Richard Harris, 28, of Union Street, Exeter, was jailed for 4 years after admitting 7 charges of inciting sexual activity and unsuccessfully contested seats across the city at the elections in 2006 and 2007 and last year for Labour. 2005, disgraced ex-councillor Dean Jenkins, jailed yesterday for possessing, making and distributing thousands of pornographic images of children. Newport Crown Court heard the images of young boys range from level 1 to the most severe, which is level 5. A former councillor who indecently assaulted an 8-year-old girl has been jailed for 2.5 years. Male 55 preyed on a child now age 16 as she played in her bedroom when he babysat. This is not even 1/8 of the way through. Back with more after this.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back, we're cutting through the matrix, and after reading a fraction of this long, long list of the ones who were actually convicted in high positions, I think, Mr. Cameron, yes, you should have some kind of witch hunt into what's going on today as well. I think lots of folk would agree with me too. Now we'll go to Stan from Florida. He's still on the line. Hello? Hello, is Stan there? Okay. Okay, now, as I say, there's another one, too, from The Guardian. It talks about inquiries fail abused children. Because, you see, the inquiries are rigged, folks. There's too many important people involved. And what they always say is, we've got to stop this now or the people lose confidence in the government system. That's what they always say with everything like that. And that's the great way that they close ranks and just shut up about it. The cops are told to look the other way and get on to other things. This is the standard stuff. You run by perverts. Perverts have been running you for a long time. Actually, you don't even know the history of your own cultural takedown, do you? I've read the books on the air from the CIA, who were given carte blanche after World War II to bring in this new culture, supposedly to show how avant-garde America and the West was compared to the staged Soviet system. Quite a lot of nonsense that is, because they destroyed the culture in the process. And you have to look into who was put in charge of it. You'd be quite surprised of giving you the culture that step-by-step, Fabian style, took you right down until your Planned Parenthood out again, demanding to do away with the consensual age for children and sex. Openly, I've read the articles this week on the air, and from the United Nations as well. You better start to understand what's running all of this at the top, and the characters who are suddenly elevated in the top positions. You would ask, too, how come the G20 meetings and so on, when they have all these foreign dignitaries come in, will actually have it published in the paper in places like Canada, that the government has to hire prostitutes, male and female, to suit the tastes of all these visitors who are coming in, who have different tastes than Europeans? Huh? How come that's all legal and we pay for all? But it's illegal if the people here do it. What is it at the top here? You better start examining and looking at all of them, folks, because the psychopaths get to the top in this system. They promote each other. They cover for each other. You might say they're all in together. And we are just the hair at the bottom. And yet, they do love to take your children. They certainly do love to take your children. Look at the agencies that grab the children out of families for all kinds of excuses, get paid by the state to do it per child, all across the US and Canada and elsewhere. And look at the perversions that happen in the homes that they put them into. I could read screeds and screeds of official stuff about this. This is what's running your world. And as everyone's become more and more and more degraded with all the entertainment that's meant to degrade you, you're not shocked at it anymore. You're not shocked at all. You have no empathy for the children anymore. In fact, that was one of the planks, too, to make women especially not even want to have children. More of them are flushed down the toilets today, and we all think that's normal. You've had it, folks. You've had it. You all think you've got rights, really, to eliminate the population and this is something, oh, humanity itself, and then the rest of humanity have to pay for those rights. That's called communism. From Hamish, myself from Ontario, Canada, is good night. I mean, your God, or your gods go with you.
It's true.